Yo, what's up, everyone? It's the Luke Capetta Show. I'm your host, Luke Capetta. I beat you here in the opening is by my man, New Jersey hip-hop recording artist, producer extraordinaire in Richmond. Shout out to him. This week, my guest is none other than Gerald Moody, a.k.a. G. Moody. If you don't know who that is, and you obviously don't listen to podcasts, because he is one half of the hosting team of what, in my opinion, is the best podcast around, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with Michael Rappaport. He stops by to talk about his relationship growing up with Michael Rappaport, what goes into making the best podcast around, and gets into a little bit of the beef they had with the Dan Le Batard Show and those guys over there. As always, don't forget to check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker.com, and we are now even on Stitcher and Podbean, so we're blowing up. I hope you enjoy this week's show. It's a good one. So listen, rate us, and enjoy the show. Peace. Welcome once again to the all new Luke Capetta Show. I'm your host, Luke Capetta, the one and only. If you're listening, please subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. That's where we're featured at. You can also check us out on Spreaker.com. And every week I try to talk to interesting people. And today is very, very, very special episode. I got into podcasting. When I decided to do it, that's when I really started listening to podcasts and stuff like that. And with me today, I have one half of the best podcast around. He is the three-time co-host of the year, Gerald Moody from the I Am Rappaport podcast. What's up, man? Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, what's up, man? Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Nah, yo, it's my pleasure. So it took me a while to get into podcasts. I actually didn't really start listening to them until I decided to, somebody talked to me about doing my own. And I found your guys' podcast early, so for people that don't know about your podcast or whatever, like, this is big. I basically, with me right now, is basically the Scottie Pippen of podcasting. That's how big this is right now. So right. I want everybody to know that. It's option 1A of the best podcasts around. So thanks again, man. I guess really my first question, really, I just want to know obviously, it's obvious you know Mike for a long time. For people that don't know you guys' story, how did you guys get together? I guess you've been friends a long time.
Yeah, well, I met him when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And we you know, playing basketball, and we became friends. And, you know, I used to go to his house. He'd come to Brooklyn. And it was all revolved around basketball. And he had a similar sense of humor, so we became really close friends. He knows my family. I know, you know, his fam. Been all over the city, Pennsylvania. His mother had a house in Stroudsburg, so we'd go up there and play ball. And we've just been friends ever since we met.
That's you. So repping obviously NYC, you said Brooklyn, and you said his mom got a house out in Stroudsburg. That's actually it's actually by me, man. You could probably tell by the accent I'm a Jersey boy originally, but man, it's too expensive out there, man. I had to come out to PA a while ago, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
are you still,
I know what you're
are you
talking about,
you still out in New York? You still living in New York?
Yeah, I live in the Bronx, man.
So
in the Bronx is pretty cool. It's not so expensive as of yet. Gentrification has hit it, but not in specific, like, certain areas. But they will turn around. It will turn around.
Yeah, I still work out in Jersey. And you actually, I worked on a new Yankee Stadium, construction by trade. So I'm in.
Okay.
Shout out to the local 1556 out of New York City, New York District Council of Carpenters.
All right.
So you said you've been friends with Mike for a long, long time. The podcast, you guys got a lot of episodes. When did you guys start the podcast? Because I caught on to it pretty late. I actually started listening, right, like last year, maybe a little bit before that. it took me a while to really, I didn't realize that there's so much good stuff out there, man. I mean, I've talked to a couple other people that have podcasts, and there's some really good shit out there. So how long you guys been doing the podcast? You've been with them since day one on the podcast?
No, I came on episode 13, and you know, he had asked me a couple of times to be on, and you know, I just wasn't around or whatever. And then we happened to be together, and he pulled out the mic. And that's when we started. So it's like 3.5 years. I came in on episode 13, and now we're on episode 373, I think.
Yeah.
And we just been consistent rocking that shit. It's so fun, and you know, doing it with your homeboy makes it that much that much more special.
Yeah, I think that's the best. That's what I like best about, because there's no. Like, you know, obviously Michael Rapaport is an actor. He's very well known, but there's no like Hollywood shit there, man. It's just like, you guys just are like two regular dudes, and it sound like me and my boys talking to each other and shit. But that's gotta be, have you heard that before? That's a lot of the appeal of what people like.
Yeah. That's all we get. That's all we hear. Like people say it sounds like I'm with my friend, and it sounds like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's very authentic in that way, because it affects people, because there's really no filter. It's just, this is how me and this dude have always been talking without the mic, on the phone, like, you know, talking about different subjects. So what you hear, we've been doing since we were 14, man. And it's just, now it's just, and it's so easy because, you know, I know this dude, he knows me, so it's just really easy to do it.
Yeah, there's no learning curve there. Like, you guys weren't put together by some producer or something like that, man. It's just,
exactly.
I mean, you guys are getting like some pretty famous guests and stuff now and stuff like that. But man, some of the best stuff that I've listened to is like just when you guys are, you know, are interacting with each other. Like one of my best things that I ever heard from you was when you was talking about these young boys today with the pants below their asses. And you guys, that shit was phenomenal, man, because I got 5 kids. I got 3 that are grown. I have an 18-year-old son, and I got you know, out here in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of these white Pennsylvania kids want to be, think they're rappers and shit. So,
right.
I see it all the time, man. Like in the supermarket, it's just I think it's on YouTube. I think that it might be on YouTube where they could just find that actual thing. But it was hilarious. You want to just go through what you were, a little bit of what you were saying, because for people that haven't listened.
Yeah, the point I was making was like, you know, you got them down below your cheeks, right? So if it's a fashion statement, right? What are you saying to the world with that? Like, I made the point, like, are you available?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's that's what you put out in the world, in the public, man. So that's what I'm looking at you like that. I'm not looking at that as being some, oh, this dude is hard. I'm looking at these two like, yo, this is fucking vulgar.
Yeah.
Yeah. <OC.
laughs> That's right, man. I'm just, while you were going, I'm just remembering. It was, you guys got to try to find it. I think the actual thing is on YouTube somewhere, but it's hilarious, man. But that's the type of stuff. That's the type of stuff. Actually, I'm going to even get to a point. The podcast is so good, but I actually almost like, when you have like all these guests on, it's cool. I enjoy it. But the best part of it is when you guys are interacting with each other. Has anybody told you maybe like that you guys should do more of that, or are you really focused on having a guest?
No, we get that. We get that a lot. We get it over. I get a lot of direct messages from people. They like me and him the whole episode. Interacting with one another, they said that's the bread and butter. That's what brought us to where we are. Mm-hmm. And you know, and since Mike has a lot of cachet and he wants to get these, you know, these good interviews, sports guys and stuff like that. But
right.
we know, and the fans know, like, we want to give the consumer, the fans, the listener what they want. So we're working on that and trying to, you know, figure it out to get a good medium with that. Because I like the interview, but I love the hour when it's just me and him. And it's boom. Because this shit is crazy funny.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, no, man, I'm right. telling you, it's that one thing that I noticed about podcasts in general, and I've seen this with your guys' show, is that they almost develop like a cult following almost. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you get
yeah.
real passionate people, which is understandable, but right. yeah, man, we need more of you guys and less of like, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys just had Jermaine Kearse on. You know what I mean? We don't need right. him. We need you guys.
and that's the sentiment. And people, you know, it's a letdown because sometimes you're expecting me and rap, and we've been doing it for so long, 2 years, and then you kind of mm-hmm. switch up. So I understand the sentiment out there, and I actually told Mike today that we should just kind of go back to how we was rocking.
Yeah. Now, So now you guys are with Barstool Sports now, right? Like,
yeah.
But you were doing that. You were doing that before Barstool, correct?
Yeah, we were doing that, and we came onto Barstool. I think June of 2017,
mm-hmm.
and you know we trying to get a lay of the land and try to branch out and keep our shit like how we doing it. So we kind of figuring it out as we go along. But, you know, we still got a bread and butter and we're going to still always rock that. But, you know, we trying to get the number one spot, man. So trying to branch out a little bit.
you guys aren't the number one podcast yet?
We're top three, sometimes top two.
Yeah. I was going to say, you gotta be close.
Yeah. And, sometimes I think one time we hit number one, so we want to stay there and we just trying to see what else we can do. We know what you know. We know how we rock, but we're right. trying to see what else we can do. You know, and we're going to be our shit is going to be the bread and butter though. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. That's what people love.
Right. So now,
you know,
how many total people you have involved in the podcast actually, and for those who don't know, like really what really goes into like making an episode? Like for me, like I'm kind of a little guy. I do have like some friends of mine who really spread the word, and people you know, like yourself, been gracious enough to come on. I have a very very modest following. I do everything myself. I actually tried to do something last year with two friends of mine, but you know, when you're not getting paid, everybody's got bills, everybody's got day jobs, you know, kids, wives, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's hard to really be on a schedule. So what really goes into to making the magic that you guys make? Like how many people are involved? Well, you guys sit down and really, really come up with ideas and take notes and all that stuff? Or is it just like, yo, we doing this, bam, let's do it because,
right.
yo, we have that chemistry together.
Well, it's me, Rap, Jordan, Winter, Miles Davis. They're the producers, mm-hmm. and Miles Davis, he's the audio guy. So what happens is there's no preparation at all between me and Rappaport. What happens is on the day of the podcast, he'll call me and say, you got some stuff? And I'll go, yeah. And, you know, so prior to that, I've scanned the papers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jordan sent me some articles. So I write down a little note for myself, but that's it. And then we just start recording. And what you hear is spontaneous. And he doesn't really prepare. So it's just, he'll say something. I react to it. I haven't heard it. And you know, vice versa with me. Right. So there's no preparation at all as far as content. And mm-hmm. and it'll just come up.
That's dope. That's,
it'll just
that's,
come out of the blue.
That's dope. Like I try to do the yeah. the same thing. Like, I even, like, I'll try to get kind of like a background when I have a guest on or whatever, but I tend to just come up with like something to start with, and then I try to just let the conversation go where it may. I feel like that's the best. I feel like it's when things get too scripted, it seems rigid, you know, and not free flowing is so much better, man. And you guys got that shit down.
And right, and people, they don't talk like that. That's why people really resonated with our podcast, because we talk like people talk in the street, like like how you talk to your man on the train, or any. It's like that. You could be wrong, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's no fact checking. It's just like, yo, come out and say this shit.
That's it. Yeah, no fact checking. That's right. That's another thing that I love. No fact checking. That's terrific. Yeah. I mean, there ain't no trains out here in Pennsylvania, but I know what you're saying, man.
Right.
Like, in the car. Well, you know, nah.
Yeah.
But,
in a bar.
Yeah.
In a bar,
but that's
just talking shit.
Oh man, you guys are the kings of that, man, for real. Now, one thing I gotta ask, because I gotta know, man. Like,
go ahead.
You really like, I helped me discover. I believe it was last year. Yo, you guys had that. You almost had like a Jay and Nas thing with Dan Lebatard and them boys, man.
right. Yeah. Yo.
How real was that? Was that real? Was that really real, or was that kind of like, Because Mike sounded mad, man. I gotta be honest with you. He sounded. I don't know if he could rap, man, but he sounded like he was ready to drop some ether, man.
That shit was real, man. I was trying to initially. I was telling him to chill out, right? And then he told me the whole story. And then he told me, and then I said, "Yo, if you go at him, shit, I'm right. I'm gonna roll with you, fuck it." And that shit was real. That was all real, coming from him. You know, he was going at him like he said some sucking shit to him. So it's like, yo, what you know? That's how it's going. We did the first diss shit on the podcast.
Yeah, yo. So like, for people listening that may not know what happened, can you go into the whole story? You not really, you don't really want.
Well, Lebatard, Mike got into it with his producer said something to Mike via a tweet.
Right.
And then Lebatard said something on air because about Rappaport or how he was he wanted to be black and
wants
shit like
to be
that.
Black.
So
yeah.
Right. So that right there, Mike answered him, but he answered him back in the New York style, like, what the fuck you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And then we just went at it. Then, you know, I created some music. Like, yo, let's do it. Let's rock.
That was like I listened before that. When I heard that, I was like, that was really made me regularly listen, because I was like, oh yeah, because that's, you know, I like that you didn't you guys didn't take the high road. That sounds awful, man. I know, but like,
so
I always tell my kids, like, yo, you know, be the better person. But nah, fuck that. Nah. That is the way. Because I always say, like, if I ever, you know what I'm saying, if I ever blow up or whatever, and I say some shit that people, I'm not apologizing. It was a fuck you. That's my thing. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, I ain't apologizing. I ain't, you know.
Right.
That's what had me so mad, man. Like, fuck that. But that shit was dope.
Yeah, that was it. And they didn't take, that was it. That's when you draw the line and say, yo, this is new media. We not on that bullshit where you can just say shit and get away with it. You know, we're going to come right back. And harder, and put you out, because we treat it like some hip hop shit.
Yeah,
a battle.
A battle. That's right. They ain't battling in Miami. They got Uncle Luke down there, man. You messing with NYC, man. And I grew up in North Jersey, so you know I'm part of that NYC thing too.
Absolutely,
man.
Tri-State, man.
That's right. That's right. That shit was dope. Do you know what episode number that was, so people can listen to it if they want?
Damn. Oh man.
It was last year. It was like last summer or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember. But
that's all right. When I do my outro and stuff. I'll find it.
Damn, I can't remember.
All right, when I do, like, I usually do, like, a little intro and outro that I add on to this. When I do that, I'll make sure that I find it. If you guys want to listen to it, it's great stuff, man. It's great stuff. And if you like hip-hop, if you like hip-hop, old-school hip-hop, 80s, not yep. early 90s,
90s,
shit like that, yep. you like that, then you are going to appreciate it because that's what it felt like, man. That is what it felt like. So speaking of which, actually, like, so just some current event shit, man. Like, you see Ja Rule tweet today?
Nah. What happened?
Said something about 50 Cent being a pussy, man. He's like 14 years too late. You didn't hear about that?
Nah. Why is he talking about him all of a sudden?
I don't know. I get 50 posted something on Instagram saying something about like he's back to the hood and they know he got no money, so he's trying to eat again.
Yeah, yeah. Like, now you look ridiculous because 50 Cent is in movie. Yo, he created shows, and now, I mean, you should just chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I wouldn't diss a guy out of the blue. I mean, he's shining. He's doing well. Leave that dude alone.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to burn no bridges. I mean, maybe times are bad enough for Ja Rule. Hey, Ja Rule, man, like, you can always come on here. You know what I mean? Right. 50 Cent don't know who I am, so yeah. Right now the only people listening to this show are my parents. I just kidding. Well, yo, a couple other people listen.
He did some. Ja Rule had a bad situation with that. He had like a remember that little summer jam shit he tried to do, and it was all fucked up where the people. He got sued, him and his business partner.
Yeah, I did hear about it. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Man.
I called it the Rwandan Summer Jam.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. That's terrific. I forgot about that. I did hear about that. Like, yeah. Right? They never even had it, right? He just basically tried to steal money from people.
That's what it appears as it was. And, you know, people went out to the island. And it wasn't shit there. Like, it was some... It was crazy.
Mm-mm. Damn, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Damn. So... Great. Fuck, man. Like, all right. So, Levitar's out of... But you guys are big now. You're getting all these guests.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a guest that you specifically wanted to have or that you guys just got, but you were like... starstruck. I mean, I mean, you've been friends with Mike for a long time, and so I'm sure you've right. been in some circles where he knows he's got, you know, some pull. He's got knows a lot of famous people and shit like that. So I would imagine that eventually it doesn't really phase you like as much. You get a little jaded. No. But was there ever that one person that came on or that you met even away from the podcast where you were like, oh shit, man,
Julius Irving.
Because
you know, I'm on some basketball shit, and mm-hmm. he, you know, we grew up with him, and then Michael Jordan came when we were like 14, but
right.
prior, it was fucking Doc, so at the big three, I seen Doc, and I'm like, oh, shit. So it was that type of shit, just Julius Irving, and, you know, yeah, just Julius Irving.
Any interview that you had where you maybe really like learned something you didn't know and you was like oh shit like or really excited for that you had on the show?
Not yet, but we trying to get and we probably will. We're gonna rock him.
Oh, that my God. That's yo.
A piece of shit.
I actually said yo. It's funny because I was actually gonna say the guy that. That I would really feel like I made it if I have this guy as a guest, Big Daddy Kane.
Oh yeah, that
Kane
dude, yeah,
is my man. Like that, yo, Kane. He changed my life, man. He really got me into hip hop. When I seen like him He always wore like a nice suit. Always had pretty ladies yeah. with him. Always had like yeah. the bling on. Like I was like, I want to be that dude.
Yeah, Kane's that dude, man. And yeah. he had the talent. And he had all the rhymes. Yep. So he couldn't be. You know, he just was a good representation of hip hop, man. He was good dude, man.
Yeah, man. I reached out to him too. I'm waiting to hear back, but I'm gonna keep trying, man. Cause that dude right there. So, which reminds me, let me ask you what's the Disco Two since 82? Is that like you and Mike like click name or something like?
Yeah,
that's
well,
a clever. That's what you call yourself.
I came up with that. Because I was looking at a record and I saw the Fat Boys, and before the Fat mm-hmm. Boys, they were the Disco 3. So I just naturally it came into right. my mind like, oh shit, we did Disco 2 there. So we just started saying on some bullshit. I made this shit up maybe last year or year, 2 years ago. And then we said it, just bullshit, and then it just caught on, so we started using it.
That's, I love that. I think, I don't know, I seen that maybe on Twitter or something, and I like that yeah. shit a lot, man. That was some good shit. Yeah. So now you doing the podcast. Have you like you roll with Mike through like all the other shit? Were you involved at all in the Tribe Called Quest shit? Were you?
I helped him a little, but I was too busy most of the time. But when he asked me, I helped him a little bit. Yes.
Yeah, that was. That was another thing. That was dope. I love that. I love Tribe Called Quest, and I love that that Beats, Rhymes, and Life documentary he did. I thought that shit was great. I know Q-Tip really wasn't too fond of it, but
right. But they squashed all that shit. That's okay.
That's good shit, man. We need.
Yeah.
It's got to all be love, man. You guys got to focus your beef on guys like Dan Le Batard. You can't be beefing with other people in New York. For the, you know.
Hell no. Hell no. Right.
So one of the things, like, I'm actually, I guess actually back in the day, we might have called this biting, but whatever. So one of my close friends that I grew up with, we are actually kind of, we have the very, very same sense of humor, but we're kind of polar opposites. He was like a alternative kid. I was always like, hip-hop kid, but we clicked. We were good friends for like 25 years. He is actually trying to work it out where he could become my co-host on this thing. So, when we don't have guests. So, like, what advice are you got any advice for him? I mean...
Yeah, just be... just be who you are. That's the only thing. When Mike gave me the mic and say, yo, I want you to be on it. I had no prior, any experience. I just was talking like right. how I talk to my friends. Like, and we always do. And it just, that was it. I didn't care if I was holding the mic. I'm going to say what I would say to you regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give, just be yourself and be true to yourself and just spit it. Just say it, you know? But don't try to be nothing that you're not, because it'll pick that up.
Yeah, because it's very transparent. Like, that's one thing I noticed, that when you get on a microphone, it's real easy to really see who you yeah. are, what you're about,
yep.
even if you try. Like, you know, that's why I'm not out here like, hey, you know, hey, welcome to the, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, I'm just me,
yeah.
so...
Yeah,
that's good advice. And so he actually listens to this all the time. So Jay, his name is Jay Burke. Jay Burke,
yeah,
you're listening right now. This is the man. this is the man. Gerald Moody for the IM Report podcast. G Moody, he is giving you advice. Listen to it. Don't step on my shoes because I'm a star.
Nah, I'm just be playing. Yourself, bro. You'll be all right.
That's that's fucking terrific. What's next? Do you guys have a contract with Barstool? Are you gonna stay? Because I thought you said it was like over the summer. I thought that was relatively new.
Yeah,
you guys have like a direction you want to go, or and how involved is Barstool? Do they just say, yo, you guys do your own thing? Or was that one of the things you guys said, like, yo, listen, we come on here, but because I don't, it didn't seem like you guys needed them. Not that it didn't help,
right?
But
they, but for us, they had a, it was a wide audience, and it would be more exposure to their audience,
right?
But they had a wide a lot of people, and you know it was strategic, and you know it's worked. You know since we've gotten there, we constantly climbed up. We've been climbing up. Where we at the top three every week.
Right.
So, you know, just exposing us to that audience and stuff, it was a good thing. And we're just looking to expand it too, you know.
Are they pretty hands off with you guys? Like they just kind of let you guys do your own thing? That's
pretty
good.
Yeah, they're pretty much. Yeah, because we came there already hot.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. It seemed like you guys getting together would be mutually beneficial, but you guys definitely didn't need them. I mean, you had a good show going, you know what I mean, as it was. But so, man, that sounds like it was a win-win for you guys.
Yeah, it was, man. And, they have a serious radio channel now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Are you guys going to be on that?
That's what we're trying to hammer out.
Oh.
I say when we get on, if the deal is right and we get on that, that's it.
Oh, that's it,
that's
man.
It.
See,
that's it. Like,
I'm glad I got you on now, man. I'd have never been able to get you on after that. But no, I'm just
right.
Yo, that's.
I do, motherfuckers. I don't care, man. You cats hit me up. Yo, if I got the time, and I usually have the time, let's do it. I'll do any show. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, man. I noticed that, man. That was real. I appreciate that, man. For real. That's another thing, man. That's just some real shit, man. And even with Rappaport, man, he just seems like. He just seems like a real dude still, man. And that's cool. Like regular guys that listen, you know what I mean? That appreciate that. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. So like I told this story to one other guest I had, but it's funny because fuck him. I'm going to put him out there. But you know that comedian Jay Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his own podcast. First of all, I guess I should ask if you're cool with him because I don't – but
No, I don't know him. I never met him. I know who he is, though.
Yeah. He's got that podcast Moore Story. So last year when I first started a podcast with my buddy, that I did a couple episodes, but it didn't work out because he was a little unreliable. I reached out to him. I was just shooting for the stars. So I actually had somebody he had on his show, and I reached out to him afterwards on Twitter. And I hit him up, like, and just added him. And I was like, yo, man, like, I like your podcast. Can you come on my podcast? I just had so-and-so on. And he was like, yeah, man, no problem. Let's do it. Like, it was a long shot. So I was like, oh, cool. And then this, everybody, like, all he's got, like, some like, cult followers. And they're like, yeah, Jay Moore's for the people. Yeah, oh, yeah, he's just one of us. So he followed me. He's like, yeah, DM me. So I DM'd him. Never responded. I was just like, I waited a couple weeks. I DM'd him again, never responded. I waited like two more weeks. I DM'd him. And he was just like, that didn't respond again. And then just like unfollowed me and shit like that. I'm like, yo, man.
Oh, word?
Damn. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I've had people tell me they can't do it. Like some, you know, I tried to get that Lisa Ann porn star. On my show.
Yeah. Oh.
She hit me back though. She was just like, oh, you know, I'm a little busy. I'm like, all right. But yeah, man, I was just like, I unfollowed him. I'm like, yo, that motherfucker, I'll never have that motherfucker on, man. I'm just not with that shit, man. At the end of the day, yo, you taking a dump just like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, somebody, if you agree to do it, then you gotta, you know, you do it.
Yeah, or just at least say like, yo, man, I really don't have time. But I know what he did. All his followers, like they all got amped up and shit like that, and it's whatever, man. Crazy thing is he's from Jersey too, but he had a story where he was in a movie with Jennifer Aniston and she big timed him and like he was crying over it and shit. He still tells that story, so. Whatever, that's whack, man. I hope he gets in for you guys so you guys can destroy him. If he ever gets it, because he's got a podcast too. You guys have the podcast beef ever between you guys? Feel free to use my.
Oh yeah, use your story. And you fronted on my man out there. You fronted on my man out there in Pennsylvania, man. That's what you think I don't know? You think I don't know that shit?
I got people in the street in Pennsylvania, man.
Word.
And he got a son whose friends all wear their pants below their asses.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Oh my god. So real quick, I wanted to ask you. So you obviously a big hip hop fan for a long time.
Yep.
What do you think of the state of hip hop now? I'm lucky. So like my son he's gonna be 19. He's a big hip hop fan, but I schooled him real well on like the roots of hip hop and stuff like that. He was actually arguing with his friends the other day that Nas was better than Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, you're right. He's like, they don't understand. Nothing against Kendrick. He's one of the few newer rappers I really appreciate. But what do you think of the state of hip hop now, man?
For me personally, you're talking about current. I can't mess with it. It's not for me. I'm not going to downgrade or anything. It's you know, these kids, it's their time. This is what they like. But I that's not for me. I go from like 79 to 99. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
I like that in that era, all that shit, preferably late, the golden age up until like early 2000s. Like I'm good with that. 2005, stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah.
But this I can't speak on because, you know, I like funky music. I like hard drums, like that's the shit I was raised on.
DJ Premier type shit.
So when you talk hip hop, my mind thinks that because that's where I was formed on. Because especially being raised in New York City, that's where the shit started.
The Mecca.
So, you know, so we have a standard of especially past my age. So we like the boom bap music. We like the shit funky and.
Right.
You know, this just isn't. It doesn't do it for me. But there's some joints out there that are good. So I'm not going to pan at all. But you know, a lot of that trap shit, that's kind of crazy, man. Yeah. But that's their thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't hate on that shit. Rocket, I just stay in my lane.
Yeah, I feel the same, man. I feel. I can't deal with the fucking. The tight ass pants, man. That shit really bothers me.
Oh yeah, that shit bothers me so much, man. That's their shit, man. It's crazy. Like they got motherfuckers wearing dresses and shit now.
Yeah, that shit.
What? Oh. Yo, that's some social engineering shit, and I'm not with it.
Nah,
I'm not with none of that. Like, yo, so you know that shit was hip hop was a masculine shit, man. You know, like, and now we see dudes, yo. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the same. And the crazy thing is, it's funny because I saw a video Rappaport posted about he was just trying to buy some plain old sweatpants. And that shit is so true. My oldest daughter, my 20-year-old daughter, for Christmas bought me like a nice pair of Nike sweats, and they're not even joggers, and the shits are tight. And I let myself go a little bit, but I mean, like they're extra large and they're tight. I'm like, they're all like tight at the bottom and everything else like that. And I'm like, oh man, like I can't be wearing these out.
They're manufacturing them for the young kids. And For me, I don't understand why a man would want tight jeans.
Yeah, I don't,
because,
I don't get that either.
You know, because of the hips, the legs, and, you know, yo, that's not at all comfortable.
Yeah, I'm close here. I'm 40, so, like, when I was coming up, you know what I mean? Like, I wore the baggy jeans and everything else like that. Like, I wouldn't wear super baggy stuff now, like, but
no, not
at
yet.
The same time, man, I can't be walking around looking like somebody airbrushed my jeans on, you know what,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no in between.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get them motherfuckers on.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Crazy.
You guys got to take that up as your next cause, man. You got the voice. You got the voice to change that shit back. You got to use it.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been speaking on that shit since the first year I came on. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I even like just I remember trying to buy a pair of sneakers, like basketball sneakers, because I still try to play a little bit. And there was just like actually my two older daughters play in college, and I got a shout out Northampton Community College Lady Spartans yesterday. Krista Capetta with five steals. My daughter Krista, five steals yesterday, first game back from a knee injury. Yeah, so shout out to them. They won, but I remember like everything was like fucking pink and like just loud ass colors. I'm like, yo, you guys got any just black sneakers? You know what I mean? Like, can I get a pair of black like Nikes or something? They're like, nah.
Nope.
Nope, that's it. Whatever, man. I mean, I guess, like you said, each generation's got their own shit. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember my parents, when I started listening to hip-hop, my dad was a musician, so he was pretty cool with it, even though it wasn't his thing. But my mom, she just didn't get it.
Right.
I'm like, same thing as when you guys were trying to listen to the Beatles and my grandparents are listening to Frank Sinatra, you know what I mean?
Yeah, same shit.
One day my kids will be saying that shit about fucking 2 Chainz, I guess.
Yeah, fucking
yeah,
2 Chainz.
Shit.
Yo, that's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's just how hip hop has just changed, and it's just totally, it sounds totally different. It sounds nothing like, it's totally different. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. So who's your favorite MC of all time? I know you said that you're really looking forward to maybe getting Rakim. Rakim's your favorite?
I think Rakim is the greatest. I think
the greatest
for content. Yeah, content and kind of revolutionizing flowing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, the flow holds up too. All them flow like from Paid in Full. All
that nobody was rapping like that when he came out 86. He revolutionized. He changed. So when he came on, the game changed. So that means you're special.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy too. Cause I just in the car the other day, and I was listening to It's Been a Long Time. And it's crazy because I remember when that album came out, it was like his big comeback, and he hadn't been around for a while. It felt, or that was like the, you know, what was perceived. And now I'm thinking like that shit is 20 years ago already. It's 21 years ago now.
Already,
it's
2018.
It's, that's crazy. I'm a Kane guy. I like old Jay-Z. My favorite rapper out now, and I think he should be, tell me if I'm crazy, because I think he should be considered, he's got to be in the top 10, is Black Thought from the Roots.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, yeah.
Without question.
I think he gets overlooked too much. I get, you know, just there's so many, and the Roots are just so talented. I think he gets overlooked, man. He's fucking dope.
He's great.
So him and I still love Ghostface, man.
Yeah, so the guys you're mentioning, these guys are, you know, those are some real hip hop artists.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like
MCs.
It's not like a con job with, you know, some, because you see some of these dudes today, it's like, yo, I could do that bullshit. Anybody could do that.
Yeah,
you know, but you can't do what Black Thought is doing. We can't do that.
Yep.
You can't do Ghostface shit. You can't do Jay-Z shit. But you see some of these shit out here, it makes you go, Yo, that's where's the talent? You had to have talent to do this shit. So no, the more. Talent has went down because it's kind of juvenile and kind of infantile, the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All you need now really is like a beat that knocks in a YouTube channel, for real.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, art sucker, but at least we got, you know, the like I tell my man, I said, at least I saw the best of this shit.
Yeah, yep. I feel the same way. Like, I feel really, yo, like, lucky that I lived through that. Like, I was telling my son, like, when I was, like, you had to go to the record store and you had to decide what you were going to spend your money on because everything that was dropping was hot.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Even guys, like, forgotten about, like one of my favorites that's kind of been forgotten about, Mike Geronimo, man.
His shit.
Yeah, he was nice, man. And I just
Queens.
Yep. Queens, man. I actually reached out to him. I'm trying to work it out with him. He said that he would come on. So that's pretty big for me.
Yeah, word up, Mike. Yeah,
if you're out in Queens, man, put a good word in for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Yo, so next, you guys trying to get on Sirius. Are you just going to keep going with the podcast? Is there any like, what's next? Like, any type of direction you want to go? Or are you just going to ride it out as long as people want to listen?
Yeah. We're going to, you know, we have so much fun recording these things. And what we're going to do, we do live shows. We go around. So I'm anticipating doing more live shows in the new year. And going to different cities and just rocking, having fun. And we do this shit on the road. We can do this shit on a plane. We've done it on the street. We've done it in the car. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. So we're it's fun and people like it. And we love doing it. We really love doing it for people on, like, in a commute, because we understand traffic. You know, we've been in that shit. So traffic and the commute, the morning commute.
Hell yeah.
So people have always... You know, they hit me up and they say, yo, it makes the day go by so fast. So that makes us feel really good, man.
Yeah, that's when I listen to you guys a lot, too, because, like I said, I still work in New Jersey and New York, but I live in Pennsylvania. So I have at least an hour and a half every day on the ride home.
Right.
And, like, you guys definitely do it for me. I appreciate that. You guys do a lot of shows. I've seen you've done them in other cities, but you doing any shows in New York anytime soon?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to come out, man. I'd love to, you know, just check you guys out. Say what's up.
Oh, you missed the last one. It was October 30th in right down here in Manhattan. We had a show.
I did see that. My son was in, like, a bad accident over, like, in September. Oh. So that's, yeah. So he's doing great now, but he had, you know.
Good, he was in a bad accident,
but he was. So that's, yeah, I did miss it. Are you doing anything anytime soon or whatever? I mean, I'll look out for it if I see.
Yeah, please. I mean, it'll be, you know, on Instagram, but I'm not sure as of when, but I'm sure we're going to come back to NYC. That's the second show we did in New York.
Right. Don't forget Jersey, man. Don't forget Jersey.
Oh yeah, we want to hit all that. We want to hit Dirty Jersey, all that.
Dirty Jersey, yep. I haven't heard that in so long. Oh man, I gotta be, you know, I could be a nice, upstanding citizen out here in Pennsylvania, man. You know, can't be telling them Dirty Jersey. They think badly enough that when they hear my accent.
Right. Yeah, you can't think Jersey. New Jerusalem.
Oh, yo, that would. If I said that out here, man, it would be like that sketch where it's Chappelle's show when he took off his KKK mask and the dude head blowed up. That's what it would be like out here. If I ever said New Jerusalem, they'd be like, you're Jewish? Jerusalem?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Nah, I can't be fucking around with that out here. But the town I live in is Nazareth. You know, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't say that shit.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man. So man, well, I'm gonna I took up a lot of your time tonight, man. I really, really like you don't know how much I appreciate this. This is dope.
Thank you, man, for having me, man.
Nah, man, this is a lot of fun. I can't wait to keep listening to you guys, man. And yo, hey, and pass the word on to Mike, man. If he ever has time to come on, man, I'd love to have him.
I tell him, no doubt. And yo, if you want, you know, hit me up, man, in some months if you want me to come on again, no problem, man.
Yo, I would love that. Yo, you know what? You know what? I would do. After I have, when my boy comes on and he has a couple shows in, I'm gonna reach out to you, and then maybe you come back on, and we'll talk with him there, and then you at the end you give him a grade about since you're the Rakim of podcast hosts, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's perfect. Let's do it for sure. All right. Let's do that.
Yo, once again, man, thank you. Once again, everybody, check out the I Am Rappaport podcast. You can find it everywhere. You get podcasts, yep. Right? Yeah, you talk about Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher.
iTunes, TuneIn, all kinds of Overcast.com, and it's everywhere.
Everywhere. It's big. It's bigger than the fucking Dan Le Batard show. So check that shit out.
No doubt.
And when do you guys usually drop new episodes?
We go Tuesday. We're doing 3 days a week now.
Friday. See you guys been dropping Wednesday, like crazy.
Yeah, so I think it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
All right,
it could be Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's three a week.
Right. So 3 days a week, you're gonna get a new I Am Rappaport podcast, the best podcast on the air right now. And once again, man, thank you so much. And I'm gonna hit you up soon.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Peace, take care, and keep doing your thing.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
You have been listening to the sounds of the Luca Petta Show. Once again, thanks for listening. And check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker.com, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Stitcher. New episodes every week. Once again, thanks for listening. Peace.